Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tonight, right here on the home of the Hawks, we've got the Hawks and Grizzlies pregame at 7:30 and the tip-off at 8, live from the FedEx Forum in downtown Memphis. And that is where Lloyd Pierce is right now. He's the head coach of our Hawks. He's going to join us once a week, typically on Thursdays, but it's been moved to Friday this week. Coach, can't thank you enough for joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. How you living, Coach?
I'm living well. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
We're doing great. Coach, we appreciate the time in advance of all the bits that we will be doing this year. We really appreciate the time. We know how busy you are. Let's get to it. Your debut as a head coach in the NBA is at Madison Square Garden. Are you freaking kidding me? And I know the result wasn't what you wanted, but you got to be on the sideline being like, yo, there's Spike Lee over there, and I'm at the Garden. And like, like, what was that experience like for you?
It was. It was everything. You know, you get there and you walk in, and it could have been a preseason game. It could have been a college game. Anytime you go in the Garden, it's just a different feel. The lights are a little bit different in the Garden. The fan base, obviously, is totally different in the Garden. But it's one of those surreal moments for me to have my first head coaching job. To start the season in New York is a special moment. You know, you can look back many years from now and say, I started out in the Garden, and that's a great thing to say.
Hey, Coach, I know it's only been one game, but you've been around this team, this personnel for a little while now. What have you seen in the growth of this young team? Because, like, once again, you've only played one game, you're going to have your second one tonight, but where is the growth coming in this team?
Yeah, the growth is just understanding how the NBA works. You know, the spacing offensively, the positioning defensively, you know, the length, just understanding that the length just changes when you're coming from college to the pros. And I think for us as a group, what we're learning is we found an identity. We have an identity of playing together and how we can move the basketball. We're going to get up and down the floor. That's a no-brainer. And we've seen the success of it in preseason, just in a few games. So now it's just about how often can we repeat that? How often can we get up and down the floor? How often can we move the basketball the way we want to move it? And that takes a little bit of time. It's six games total that's in for us as a unit. So it's going to take a little bit of time for us to come together and be on the same pages with our cuts and movement.
I love it. Coach Pierce joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And last week, Travis Schlenk told me that that your Hawks were number two in pace in the preseason. And so pace is really going to be one of the identities of this team. I want to ask you about Trae Young, who obviously is a big part of triggering that pace. What would be your grade and your assessment on him in his first NBA game?
You know, about where I thought it would be. You know, he had some moments, especially in the third quarter, where he was able to create some shots for himself. He had some moments throughout the game where he's facilitating for other guys. But he also had a lot of moments where, you know, he's not quite getting to the spots we need him to get. And he's not making the simple plays when the guys are blitzing him. Things that we expect. We expect teams to pick him up full court and deny him and pressure him and hit him and try and rough him up a little bit. So the assessment is we know it's going to happen. The reaction of what he does and what he sees and what he feels out there, that's going to take a little bit of time. And I thought he got caught three or four times just being in bad spots in game one up in New York. He had a couple opportunities where he got out of those and he created some opportunities for other guys as well. And so we're educating him and we're watching film. And hopefully, you know, the word we use is his responsibility. How does he respond to what's his ability to respond to the adjustments that are being made? So we'll be able to assess that tonight. We'll see what he learned and what he's able to grow from just from one game to the next.
Coach, you got Vince Carter on the squad, who is a pro's pro, a guy who these young guys can look up to and learn how to be a professional athlete. But is Torian Prince becoming that leader that you expected in him as far as the growth of him being mature in his game and helping the young guys along?
No, you know, Torian's it's such a weird thing. You're in your third year, and you've got a bunch of young guys that are now in their first year, and then instantly, you know, the assumption is now Torian's the leader. Mm-hmm. No, Torian's still a young guy, and you know, we've got to help educate and grow Torian to where now he's not a rookie, so he can't make rookie mistakes. But we still, there's a lot of basketball for him to still learn. And that's all we're doing with Torian. We're just trying to get him in a position where he can grow from what he did at the end of last season, where he had a light scoring outburst, took on a greater role. We want him to take on a greater role on a consistent basis. But this will be his first time doing that for 82 games and having a large role. So he's still a young guy that's trying to find ways to get better. We'll leave the leadership role up to Vince and pretty much exclusively Vince.
Lloyd Pierce joining us here. Great dap there.
I like that one.
For Vince Carter. I was quipping on NBA TV the other night, Coach Pierce, about Kevin Knox got his first NBA bucket against Vince Carter. Have you guys talked about that at all? Maybe some of the players are maybe giving Vince some, you know, some like sarcastic trash talk. Yo, man, you let the rookie get his first bucket on you.
No. You know, I got to try and get on the officials a little bit. We got a lot of rookies getting calls against Vince. We gotta honor our old guy.
Like
he's
it.
41. He's got to get every call out there. So we were really more inclined about just, you know, some of the effort plays that Vince made were remarkable. Yet, you know, the save at half court that threw it back to TP and Torian hits Vince. He hits like a 30-foot three. You know, at 41, he's making those plays still. We're looking at that. No one's going to talk about Vince. He's got too much respect and too much credibility in this league for us to give him a hard time.
Oh, agree with that. Agree with that. Coach, one more thing for me. Second quarter, the defense, I mean, that's kind of where the Knicks kind of made their run last
game. You would bring that up, wouldn't you? I thought we were going to get through a whole segment without the second quarter, and you're going to bring that up.
I'm just curious, Coach, was it more or less, was it the scheme-wise, or were guys just a little slow as far as on rotations and things like that?
Yeah, you know what it is. It was the basic fundamentals, and I talked about it right from the start. You know, spacing on offense and positioning on defense. We were a half second late with our positioning on defense, and so they were attacking us through the paint, through the free throw line. Where normally we want to plug that hole, and we were just a second late too often, too many times. The basket got really big for their shooters. And we just couldn't recover. You get yourself in a hole like that, you couldn't recover, and we didn't. We had a great little run in the third quarter to get it 13, but too big of a hole, too big of an issue defensively. And so it's not really the scheme, it's just the effort. I thought it was a great opportunity for us to look at film and say, this is what we've preached, this is what we talked about. Now we've got it on film so you guys can see it. Now what's our ability to respond when we go and play Memphis?
Hey, Coach, so that's tonight. I want to talk about next Wednesday. Are you optimistic that John Collins will be able to suit up for you in the home opener next Wednesday against Dallas?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not here with us, and that's by design. You know, anytime you're dealing with an ankle injury or a knee injury, something that has the potential to swell when you're in the air, that's a big concern. So we had to keep him back to do all of his rehab and his work to get back to the court, and we didn't want to put him in a position. So we don't have an assessment other than, you know, the trainers that are back and working with him and the communication that's existing. But before we do even think about putting him on the court, he's got to get a couple practice sessions in, and we're going to practice on Tuesday. We'll see where he is on Tuesday. But there's no rush for John to get back, and I think it's important for people to understand that. You know, the home opener is great. It's exciting. We're opening that arena. But we also don't want to jeopardize trying to get him back too early for the sake of just getting him back for a home opener. Love to have him. Trust me. I would love to have him out here. But I want to have him where he's at 100%. He's feeling great, and he can contribute to our team.
Wisdom, baby. Yeah. Wisdom. Coach Pierce, we really appreciate it, man. Good luck against Memphis tonight. We'll be listening and or watching, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
You got it. Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Rick.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.